This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, November 13th, brought to you by Farm Credit. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nelly. Here are two stories to look for at AgriPulse.com. First of all, China deepening a stranglehold on key amino acids and vitamins. That comes from the feed industry and new analysis from the Institute for Feed Education and Research shows that China now accounts for 80% of U.S. imports or more for five key supplements, with another five relying on China for more than 50% of imports. In other news, the Agriculture Department announcing the opening of a new sterile fly dispersal facility in northeastern Mexico today. It will allow for aerial dispersals closer to recent screwworm cases. The two governments have been relying on ground releases to curb the spread of New World screwworm in northern Mexico. Indiana dairy farmer Brian Rexing is the new chairman of the National Milk Producers Federation. A member of the Dairy Farmers of America Cooperative, Rexing becomes the 15th chairman of the group.
Part of the reason I've taken this role, a huge reason I would say I've taken this role, it's nothing about me, Jeff. It's about creating an environment for our children and the next generation to have to where they can operate in just as my mother and father did to me. And you're right. We're going to have tides in front of us, and we just got to figure out how to navigate through them.
Rexing says there are plenty of issues facing dairymen and the industry, perhaps none bigger than labor.
We've got a lot of labor out on these farms that we need on a day-to-day basis that gives us the ability to milk our cows and take care of our cows and gives us the ability to focus on other things. And we really need to have a way to where we can keep those workers safe. We just need a program that can work with dairy farmers. You know, dairy farming isn't seasonal. It's every season, every day. We can't take a day off.
Rexing says farming is changing rapidly and moving at a pace that makes it harder for policymakers and regulators to keep up.
You know, we went through federal milk marketing order reform here just a few years ago, and that took a long time. And, you know, that was 20 years since it's been reformed and been through before. It was a long process. It was a good process. And we did get that implemented and got things a little bit more up to speed. But we've got to pay closer attention. The problem is, Jeff, we can't wait 10, 20 years for the relook at this thing because time's changed. Look how much time has changed since 2018 to now. Average herd size, average farms, all of that. Things change at such a rapid pace nowadays. The simple fact the farm bills can't keep up with what's going on the countryside.
Rexing says the cost of farming has exploded in his lifetime, forcing producers to tightly manage the bottom line.
We have to be so efficient nowadays to make these things work. And we've always had to be efficient, but now it's even gotten tighter. There's really not much fat left in the market. We've got to be streamlined operators.
Words like sustainability and regenerative agriculture are commonly mentioned on Capitol Hill. Rexing says they're nothing new to his way of life.
Probably dairy farming, you look at it, is probably one of the more sustainable parts of agriculture there is. The fact that cows produce an amount of manure that we're able to put back on the land to use for the fertilizer to grow the feed to put right back in her. The ability that she has to produce the amount of milk and then, you know, being able to use for meat at the end of her milking career and then the offspring that she's able to give to us. It's an incredible animal. That sustainability, what's happened on dairies, it's been around for a long time. We just probably haven't talked about it enough to let people know what we're doing. It seems like it's getting more popular, but it's been popular being a dairy farmer to be sustainable forever. That's how we've made it.
Brian Rexing is a fourth generation family farmer, 1,200 milk cows and 3,500 acres of crops. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Farm Credit. From the countryside to the capital, Farm Credit customers, directors, and employees are in Washington, D.C. to share their stories and urge Congress to pass Farm Bill 2.0. Farm Credit has supported rural America and agriculture for more than 100 years and will continue to be there for our customers in good times and bad. While every customer's story is unique, they share a common thread. Farm Credit helps them grow. Now they're counting on Congress to deliver a Farm Bill 2.0 to ensure rural America remains strong for the next generation. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelly.